Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere with Hulu Plus on your TV or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. Shows like Family Guy, Once Upon a Time, New Girl, Scandal, and more. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS or click the banner on our website. That's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Timpani, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now turn that down a little bit.
Got it.
Turn it down a little more, please.
Time for the Mike O'Mara Show traffic report updates. It's time to go to the highways and byways around Washington, D.C. Mike has come in for a brief visit in the nation's capital, and he's going to get the latest in traffic. If you're looking out in Manassas, Virginia, you will notice that there is an accident on Route 66 just where Mike was going to get on the exit. Unfortunately, that exit has backed up traffic for an hour and a half back into the area of Gainesville, Virginia, a bedroom community built in the late 2000s with lots of support by politicians for developers. So Mike is now going to take a detour and take a back road up to another road that connects with a busy road. Unfortunately, there's an accident on that busy road as well. So Mike's going to have to take another detour past a bunch of new construction where, yes, the developers are building new homes because they cannot handle the homes they already have built. So Mike is making his way now down towards a big street called the Dulles Access Road. That's right, a road built in the 1960s to connect Dulles Airport with the Capitol Beltway. And unfortunately, there is an accident around there too, so it's going to take even longer. Oh, but good news, Mike is now successfully on the Dulles Access Road, making his way in from the bedroom community of Manassas, where they're building more and more bedrooms every day with granite countertops because that's what people in Northern Virginia like. Mike has now made his way down towards the Beltway, but hold on, he will have to take another detour because unfortunately, just now, the people that were involved in the earlier accident on Route 66 have gotten into an accident on the Beltway. So, they're going to have to go around that. And it is now 2 hours into his commute, and he is making his way there. And now, oh, he has sprung loose. And yes, that's right. It's open highway. But wait, hold on a second. No. There are cars parked on the side of the road. Mike is confused. Mike hasn't been here in a while. Why are the cars parked on the side of the road? That's because there are restrictions for these cars. You can only drive these lanes if there are two people. That's right. Count them two. If you are a solo commuter like the vast majority of people in Washington, D.C., you are being punished for going to work today. That's right. The police are pulling people over that are one person deep in the car, and the people with one cars are pulled on the... It sucked!
Now, I was having a hard
time
following...
Other than that, it was a marvelous commute.
I was having a hard time following your traffic report.
Yes.
You're saying that the same people that got in an accident on 66 were the people that got in the accident on the toll road as well?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's a bad morning for them, isn't
yes.
it?
Well, here's yes. the way I... Let me explain. The way I understand this, and by the way, I spoke to Mr. Santana last night. I said I would be here at 9:30 this morning, and I was here at about 9:25.
Indeed, you were.
In case you are checking, so I am very proud of that. But the fact is, I'm getting ready to leave, and I decided that I would. I said originally I was going to leave my home, or my mother-in-law's home.
Well, your place where you're operating out of when you're up here,
where I'm sleeping.
Right.
I was going to leave at 7:30, a little earlier.
Sure.
It turns out, my wife points out to me, she has the telly on, and God love them, they've got lovely cameras all over town, and she says, you see that? And she points at the screen, and you see
was
four lanes.
Was she smiling?
And she's like, look at that. Mike, look at this right here. I said, where's that? She said, about a mile down the road from where you get on. And so, you know, for somebody who does a lot of ball busting for everybody on this show
right.
as far as traffic and being late, it's just, I have to say to the people of Northern Virginia and the people of Maryland and the people of Washington, D.C.
They call it the DMV, Mike.
I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry you have to deal with that. You have to endure that.
Every day.
Yep. Talking to a buddy of mine, my buddy Rich, who mm-hmm. I traveled to Sturgis with over the weekend.
Yeah.
We were at Jimmy's Ride and had a nice conversation with him about Los Angeles traffic and D.C. traffic. He is an L.A. resident, and mm-hmm. he was telling me, we are not, L.A. doesn't even touch us.
You're Nothing, kidding. I thought L.A.
Said,
was worse.
No. L.A. has more cars.
Cars.
But they move.
mm-hmm.
they move at speed. It's bumper to bumper, and people are going 70 miles an hour. That's the way he indicates L.A. traffic.
Wow.
Here, it is just, you know, it's just nonstop, and I just, and it stunned me as I am on my third detour, where I'm going, I guess the best way to describe it, in order to go east, I have to go about 40 miles west.
Well, for people that are not in the area, essentially you are in a town that has a super highway, as far as D.C. goes,
yes.
a super highway that connects your town
right.
to our town, downtown Washington town.
Right.
And
right.
if it moved and there weren't silly restrictions,
right.
it would be a matter of you getting on this road and driving 30 miles to the east and you're here.
Oh, less than that. Oscar, you know the mileage, right? The mileage from...
It's
from,
32 from, miles from Manassas.
32 miles from Manassas. Yes. So you're absolutely... So it is 30 miles.
But you mean, yeah. but you know what? You're supposed to be going at 60, 65 miles an hour.
Right.
It's a half hour drive.
Right.
And
right.
you had to go more than 30 miles out of your way just to travel 30 miles
and
in.
And I'm doing it. I'm here for a couple of days and I'm doing it. And I mean, these people that have to suffer through this, there are several things that I... Having been away for a month and coming yeah. back... Right. It's time to get the pitchforks.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's great to have you
great
here.
Great to be back.
Welcome back.
Get the pitchforks. It's time to storm the castle, baby. It's time to tell
can't
people.
Be done. It can't be
it's
done.
It's time to tell people. No, because everybody here is so goddamn busy slaying the dragon, making the mortgage
they
payment.
They don't have time
they
to
don't
go
have
storm
time
the castle.
To storm the castle.
And also, the castle really should have been stormed in 1970.
It's incredible, though, when you think that a major artery, tens and tens, hundreds of thousands of people moving into a city, and you've got a two-lane highway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that
it's
HOV,
insane.
That HOV rule they have in Virginia coming in, that you need to have two people in the car.
It's insane.
For that entire, like, Arlington block.
Inside the Beltway.
Inside the Beltway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they do a great job.
Oh, I got busted the other day,
State troopers do a great job. Yeah, crime. Nah.
Nah.
You know, as far as that, no, let's get the people that are commuting mm-hmm. into work.
And you
know?
Brought up my favorite thing of all is that this road that connects the Outland to Washington, D.C., once you get closer to D.C., it is HOV restricted until 9 a.m.
Yes.
The people that drive all the way in on Route 66 until 8:50 and then pull off on the shoulder of the road to wait.
And yeah. But I understand it.
But it is not safe.
It's not safe, but they're not going to get busted. Because
they just want to get to work.
The people that are going to get busted are the people that, you know, ooh, break the rule. It's 1 minute before 9 o'clock.
They should make a lot like they do in airports, a cell phone waiting lot.
Sure.
They should have some sort of alcove like in NASCAR,
so
where you
safe.
Just like go in
so
there.
So they could wait in traffic in their lot.
Yes.
Then you'd have a traffic jam in the lot. Oh. That wouldn't work either.
Get some snacks.
Sure.
Rest stop, maybe.
Yeah, food truck.
Right.
Oh, food truck. Oh my God, I'd kill for one right now.
So I just wanted to say that to all the people, my heart goes out to all of you.
Rob's
really.
One of them.
Rob does it all the time. Yeah, Pony does the same thing. It's just sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, and it's got to, you're right. Nothing's ever going to be done.
And, Mike, don't even get into
Go live somewhere else for a month. I'd like to tell everybody, go live in a few different cities for a month and then come back here, and you'll go through what I went. It's just you realize, why are you putting up with that? You know, I was sitting there out in Manassas, and I'm driving out there.
On crumbling roads?
All the roads are crumbling.
Right.
Well, that's the motorcycle ride. I'll tell you about that later. But I was saying one of the big differences down in South Florida, where I am down mm-hmm. there, which is a newer area where they're doing the same thing they did here 30 years ago. They're building all these communities out
sure.
there. But you see something, you know what you don't see here? You don't see sidewalks. Out in Prince William County, where they're building, like there's a massive, my mother-in-law has a massive apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Not a sidewalk there
no.
for people to walk and people to be safe. They'll have to walk on the shoulder of the road. That's the way they do it. Little details.
I think there should be a sidewalk on Route 66, and there should be a sidewalk on the Beltway as well. Because you know what? Sometimes you just want to pull over, relax, and stretch your legs.
Absolutely.
Did you go to Kings Dominion this weekend?
You know what? Looking at the traffic, we begged off.
Ah, good man.
There
right.
was coming north on 95
right.
on a Memorial Day evening.
Right.
We decided it was not our best play.
Okay, very good. Just checking. I make sure. Let me just scratch that off.
All right.
Major discussion with Kings Dominion. I can't do that. And to everybody that is responsible for infrastructure, taking care of things, making sure things go smoothly, it's not working. So S a D. That's a big fat D.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for that outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
May I say one word? Matt, I just interject one concept at this juncture. You're looking for somebody for Memorial Day weekend. My blind xylophone player, okay? The man would be perfect for your room.
Ah, forget it.
He's a fantastic individual.
My hotel gets old Jewish people. They're blind. They ain't gonna pay to see a blind guy.
How about Herbie Jason's birds? Herbie Jason's birds. They're little birds. They peck tunes out on the piano. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, all right, what about my one-legged tap dancer? Take him for a weekend. My one-legged... All right, my one-arm juggler.
Not for my hotel.
All right, what about Luke Canova? Luke Canova, my Italian singer, would be great.
Luke Canova's a dumb, fat, temperamental has-been with a drinking problem.
Jesus, what about Eddie Clark's penguin? That's a perfect Eddie Clark and his penguin. The penguin skates on the stage dressed as a rabbi. It's hilarious. The penguin's got a beard like a...
I'll tell you what, Denny. Give me Sonny Chase. He's the best act you got. He's fast. He's funny.
I don't handle Sonny anymore.
Since when?
I don't want to badmouth the kid, but he's a horrible, dishonest, immoral louse. And I say that with all due respect.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport, oh, that's so gay, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services. With over 23.5 million downloads, we're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. This is weird today.
Why?
I don't know. I like seeing you guys on camera.
Yeah. You know what? And pretty soon we'll turn off the camera. Yeah. And then you'll just turn off our microphones. And then it'll just be you.
No, it's fine.
You know
it's
who's
fine.
Great, though?
I don't feel like I missed you guys. I mean, seeing you on camera every day, I don't feel like... It's not like a big deal.
You know who might have
an
opinion?
You guys agree?
It's very much the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Kate Kelly might agree, though.
Is she the listener of the day?
The double K, Kate Kelly, out there in KCJJ land. Hi, Kate.
Hey, it's double K, Kate Kelly, and the Kelly clan.
That's also with a K?
Kate Kelly and the Kooky Kelly clan. Out in Kalamazoo. No, it's Iowa. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they don't deal with the traffic we do in Washington, D.C. Anyway, with all the crap I give you guys, I'm not going to say I'm sorry because I did make it to work on time. But the fact is, it's just amazing to me. It truly is. Today's show brought to you by The Man Grate. I hope you got your Man Grates for Father's Day and enjoyed the big grill outside because
great
it was a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, at least here in the Washington, D.C. area and on a lot of the East Coast. Beautiful for grilling. And what is The Man Grate? Someone asked me that just the other day as I was driving on the train up here. What is The Man Grate,
what
you
is
ask?
It? What is it, Mike?
They are 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates. Somebody said, Mike, you didn't take a train up there. That's right. I was making that part up. But it was just an excuse to set up the commercial. They are revolutionizing the way people grill. Men's Health magazine said, you know what? This is one of the best grilling accessories that money can buy.
It's so true.
Isn't it?
It really is.
As a matter of fact, you'll put it on your grill, and almost to a man, because I know ladies buy them too, but you know, with the Father's Day thing coming up, you want to say it's dad.
Sure.
To a man, each dad that puts these grilling grates on his grill, as soon as he puts them down, he turns around, and if there's anybody even within shouting distance, he will look over them and go, isn't this great?
So you're saying...
True story.
It's true.
Wherever you use the man grate,
yes,
that's the place to be.
This is the place to be.
The heft alone is something to consider.
Because it is.
It's a modular system.
Right.
Like, for example, my brother-in-law, they just moved to California, right?
Right.
He said, I'm not going to move these, so if you don't mind, I'm going to order some more and just make sure that the order comes to the new house.
So they're nice, fresh clean,
brand ready to go.
And we don't talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
Update your grill, too.
Yes.
You know, you just get there. They're reasonable. They're $19.99 for Dad's Day, for Father's Day special. Just get your brand new fresh ones for the season. I think it's a great idea to do that. And then you'll say, the lady will have the sausage with peppers and a Coke with no ice.
Exactly.
Right off the Man Grate grill. Click on the Man Grate banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com for their $19.99 Dad's Day special. Remember, each order comes with a spectacular Man Grate grilling brush. That is the best grill brush out there, hands down. Again, that's Man Grate.
Hold on, Mike. You know, I hate to interrupt.
What's that?
I made a mistake today. I drove into the show with my windows down.
Yes.
And because of the crumbling infrastructure of our nation's capital,
right,
a lot of asphalt was coming in through my window.
Chunks of asphalt.
And embedding itself into my teeth.
Red hot chunks of hot asphalt.
Because it gets soft, and when it goes into your mouth and it clings to your teeth.
You can't use regular floss to get
that
out.
I tried, and
right.
it shredded it, but that this worked. Grill brush.
Yes.
Look at my smile.
Thank you. Yeah, it's delight. It's good to see it. Again,
smile.
That's the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Order today at MikeOMaraShow.com, and you'll have the juiciest, most delicious Father's Day ever. So it's great to be back in Washington, D.C.
This man is lying.
So not.
Oh, I love the call.
I looked at Carla last night. She and her mom were out on the little patio.
Stacking up corks.
Of her mother's fourth floor with no elevator home.
Was it built in the 1910s?
No, somebody told me that apartment complexes actually don't have elevators.
What?
That's what I was told. Most of them don't.
I would have to agree.
That's bad news for Mr. Otis.
They don't have them. They don't have them.
That's the old days, I thought.
Well, a new, maybe in the city, you would probably have an elevator, but you know, my building
for
was
like
built,
a multi-level, like a 10-story deal.
They have 81 units opening, right?
Right.
And they're all apartments.
How many have you bought?
They'll have apartments. You can't buy them. I looked into it. You would have, they have two or three elevators, a service elevator, but that's 81 units.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
But if you're out in the burbs.
How many floors?
That one is six floors.
I think there's a point there. But I mean, I said, well, what about handicapped access for disabled people?
Do you get your sticker out?
First floor, baby.
The thing is, they said that's what they do. They have to have a certain amount of units
set aside
the apartment set aside for people with disabilities.
So they can roll all in
there. That's the way. So I looked out, and this was my second full day here in Washington, D.C., and Carla was sitting there with the glass door pulled, closed shut, you know, drinking her wine with her mom. The baby was asleep.
Celebrating.
And I was in the living room, and I looked over at her, and she just saw my lips because she was reading my lips, and I was thinking, I want to go home. Two nights.
Wait. Could you lay out your situation right now? You're staying in Gainesville. You're staying at your mother-in-law's house.
Yes.
And it is yourself.
Yes.
It is your baby boy.
Yes.
Your wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your mother-in-law.
Yes.
Any pets?
Yes.
The two dogs?
Yes.
Oh, my God. In a one or two-bedroom condo?
One.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
And because my mother-in-law is so nice, she has given up her bedroom to the three of us.
Oh, my God.
So the baby's pack and play, which doubles as his crib, is
it sort of like a playpen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a playpen.
It pops open.
Okay. And you can use it as a crib, too. That's where he sleeps.
When Robert was born, we used a manger. It was some time ago.
And you swallowed him.
We swaddled him.
Swaddled
him
until he was 10.
Did not swallow him.
I said swaddled.
I heard swallow.
So, so we're in the bedroom, and she's out on her little couch, and no one's really comfortable.
In
fairness to my mother-in-law, she was very gracious. But
that is gracious.
And she's been complaining about back pain since we arrived, which indicates that she probably shouldn't be sleeping on the couch. And, you know, Carla insisted.
How often does she bring it up?
She... on the hour.
Oh,
That's
subtle.
It's very nice.
Well, at least you have a nice TV, right?
We have two
it's been
TVs
documented on the program.
We have two TVs. There's one, but the TV that she got that was mine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She is mounted in the bedroom, and it's beautiful. It looks really nice. But I don't watch it in there because it's evening time when I watch, and the baby's in there sleeping, so we don't really watch a lot of TV.
Wow.
And I don't watch it. I'm not doing any.
You're
of my
trapped.
TV. Trapped.
You're trapped.
Yes. Yeah. I am trapped. I am in that room, and I, but it's fine. And one bathroom that I share with two full-grown women, which is, you know, and I said this morning, I said, I'll get in there at 7 o'clock. That'll be my little thing.
Right.
I'll get there at 7 o'clock because they go to work at about 9, and they're close to there. And Carla's working at her old job this week.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Yeah, she's going in and working at her old job this week. So I clear the decks, and I'm fine, and everything's cool. But it is just, you know, it's not an arrangement that I would
recommend. I don't envy you.
Recommend.
No, even
don't
if you take the crowded out of it.
And let me, and incidentally, feel like kudos to your people. That have been able to live in those, you know,
well, when you
close
don't have
quarters.
Much, you don't know what it feels like.
This is true, but I mean, but also there are plenty of people that don't have much, that don't know what it feels. I'm talking about it. Really,
the apartment would feel bigger though if it didn't have so many televisions.
The late Reggie White, Oscar, said that the culture of the Latinos in America could actually do very well by putting a lot of people into a very small space.
I believe you referred to it, Mike.
Yeah, I would imagine the bathroom sharing is quite a challenge.
How do you think we pack in Corolla so well?
Right, exactly.
I mean, we've had practice.
I don't listen to that show.
I remember as a child, we probably would have at least 8 people in a small, like, 81 Corolla stacked in there. My cousins, Javier, Jaime, Adriana,
Jaime,
my sister, myself, my brother.
Right.
And you'd have my mom and dad all driving down the road in a stick shift 81 special. Silver Corolla.
Yeah, because they couldn't wait to get out of the apartment.
Back in my day, I remember when I had my 5 cousins and me, and I've told this story, there was a prison break with a guy named Connor. He was a famous crook up there. His name was Connor, and he fashioned a gun out of soap. This is a true story.
I remember
this.
And
he escaped from the county jail, mm-hmm. and there was a manhunt. And we had, by Aunt Jean driving, and in one station wagon was my Aunt Jean, God rest her soul, and my cousin Mary, my cousin Ellen, my cousin Johnny, my cousin Teddy, my sister, and me. There were 7 kids. And my Aunt Jean, and
no seatbelts.
No
seatbelts.
No seatbelts. And I was probably in the very back. Yes. Of course I was in the back.
Yes.
I was in the back of the station because I was the youngest. I'm all the way back there. And we went through the roadblock where they're looking for this guy. And the oldest one in the family, one of the oldest, I think she was the oldest, my cousin Mary.
Yeah.
As the window was rolling down, we're driving by the roadblock. I swear to God, this is a true story. Because we were all such a-holes when we were all together.
Right.
And we're driving through the roadblock and she yells out the window, "He's in the trunk."
Oh, God.
Oh, your poor Aunt Jean.
They didn't like pull us over, but Aunt Jean was just going, "Mary, Mary, for the love of God!" And we're all going, "Blah!"
Is this why we've never heard? Is this why we've never heard of Cousin Johnny, because they apprehended him?
No, Cousin Johnny was
Johnny Connor.
Cousin Johnny, in my humble opinion, was probably the, next to me, the most tortured one in the family.
Really?
Because he was a little,
I really don't think you've ever brought him up.
He was a little chunky, and
I like him.
And he thinned out, and he also became the overachiever of the family. He's an invasive cardiosurgeon now. So
he breaks into people's house and gives them heart surgery.
No, damn it.
All
Rob.
Those calories went somewhere.
Yes, yeah, and yeah. But it was crazy, but we did it, you know. And I remember when you talk about space. And I think that as we've all gotten older, space is perceived a little differently.
The difference is, though, the Latin culture, and I can speak from experience here, is that we know that, for white devil, you get to a space in your life where you said it's not okay to live with 4 people anymore, right?
Yeah, true.
For the Latino out there, we don't want to live alone.
Right.
Like, my mom didn't let me leave the house when I came back from Arizona until I was 31. Like, she was doing everything she could to make it, like, awesome and sweet to live at home while you couldn't really bring any girls home. You had to always meet a girl that had her own place.
Do you know, can I just say that I'm noticing something as you're telling a very, what I think is an interesting story, and I'm noticing the dynamic with young Mac in here. Now remember, this all comes from love, okay?
Yes.
But I know when I see the cameras, for example, our cherished new intern, Rob with 1B, and, you know, he comes in here, and he's like the most jolly, great audience.
It's like a hawk.
You're like at a goddamn funeral.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you can't fake it. I know you can't fake it. It's the way it is. But our intern Mac is here, and you love the show, and I know it comes from that. Most of our interns, all it starts out where you have a familiarity with the show,
sure. A joy.
And you love. So I know you enjoy it. You just don't express it. Like Rob with 1B,
or
I see Rob with 1B. You guys
giggling,
are doing, you're sticking, he's giggling,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
such
yeah,
a,
yeah, yeah. What
it's
a great
such
audience.
A motivator yeah. when you're doing this. I'm listening to Oscar talk about something that really, you talk about it exposing a nerve, an open wound, talking about the family and growing up poor, and you're doing some nice shtick here, and you're just over there. What the hell's wrong with you, boys? Is it because your dog's got a tumor? Is that what it is? What's going on?
The tumor.
Yeah.
I have what you call ADD.
Is there anything that needs to be done out in the conference room?
There was this thing.
No, he's got to stay in here now.
Over vacation, there was this thing that my brother apparently does once in a while that my mom used to do. We used to call it the claw. When we would get in trouble and you didn't want anybody to see you getting in trouble, my mom didn't want anybody to see
you.
She would grab, she would take her little fingers and pinch you under the arm like she was giving
my mom did that.
Caressing you, right?
That right
sure.
There,
yeah, right, right.
And it's just this tiny
so
little.
Painful.
And everybody, in a dumb, I don't care, the greatest bodybuilder in the world, you can get a little flesh into here, you know? It's scary.
So my brother used to do that move when he was younger. just to mess around. And he tried to do that move to me while we were in St. Martin. That's what I want to do the Mac right now. Like, yeah. I want to do. I can't clearly because he's an intern.
Not enjoying the show as much as you should be, Mac.
This culture. You're like, Mom.
So I will tell you that I am not going to bitch because there are plenty of people that are living in circumstances.
But you've
like
got
that.
You've got a bad sandwich here because what you've got is A, it's crowded, and B, you are the interloper.
Yeah, but of course, we're taking her bed.
Yeah, it makes you feel bad even
we're
if it's
sleeping in her bed.
I know.
Let me put in perspective. My not mother-in-law, but my girlfriend's mother came over. And she spent the week with us. Mm-hmm. And she also...
She's from Arizona?
Yeah, she brought her... her sister came as well. And she spent
in
the week
place?
With us. In my little place? For a week.
So you've got one bedroom.
For a week. One bedroom. So
Do you have a pull-out sofa?
No, we bought an air mattress, right?
Okay. All right. We have that down
but
in Florida,
but regardless, when you're there, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, plus you have the dogs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how big a condo you have or apartment you have.
It's a beautiful one-bedroom apartment.
It looks
apartment.
Much bigger than mine.
It is so spacious.
But I will say this, that that space alone, whether waiting for the bathroom or having to step over people's bags, or you don't feel comfortable.
Oh no! It starts first thing in the morning when I basically venture into the community bathroom, and you know it's 6:45, and the baby is just stirred, and I go in there, and it's
thin doors, thin doors.
This is why the TV is on us.
And then I actually
he is
sit there
blaring
and I go,
Channel 4.
Now, and that's the first salvo because I know that if I really, because first of all, I probably, it was Memorial Day weekend. We haven't been eating exactly right. And I know that it's, it's not, I know there's more, but I know it's going to be super loud now. And then I'm fine. So this morning at 6:45, I said, well, I've got to go to work and I'm not waiting till I go to the car. So it was.
Oh, no.
And I know
Terry's got to go in that mess.
And it's
done.
Do you think your mother-in-law heard that out there in the living room? They didn't hear that in the living room. They heard that at the county detention center in Manassas City. So I mean, they knew that. But it's little tiny details, and everybody, and we get along extremely well.
Well, that's lucky.
But I think this week there is an outside shot that somebody may kill one another. I mean, we might kill each other.
Anything in the neighborhood that you can escape to, like a billiard parlor or something?
No, there's nothing. I mean, it's a brand new. Of course it is. It's new. It's shiny and new. It's what people want here. Shiny, new.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be fine. I'm not going to bitch. You know, I'm trying. Well, to be honest with you, I've had a weekend where I haven't bitched that much. That's not true. I bitched all weekend.
Well, at least you didn't bitch as soon as you got here.
Yeah. Well, no, not at all. No, not at all. Everything was fine. Everything is fine.
It
you
is.
Guys set us all up and everything's 100%. We'll take a break. We will come back. I don't know where to go because everybody has weekend stories, but I think I will tell you about two incidents that happened on my way up here from South Florida. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the show. This segment of the program is brought to you by Stamps.com.
Stamps.com. Love Stamps.com.
Stamps.com. We are lucky enough to live in an on-demand world. TV on demand, movies on demand, even this very podcast. You can listen to TMOS whenever and wherever you want to. So why are you still dealing with the hassle of going to the U.S. Post Office on their schedule? The solution is postage on demand with Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right from your desk with Stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your computer and your printer. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. Be like us. The pipeline we have between Fort Myers, Florida, and Washington, D.C., and Leesburg, Virginia, we use Stamps.com for it. It saves time, money, and our sanity. We can only get postage 24/7. You can do it when you need it on demand. Act now for a 30-day free no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including that wonderful free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use our code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Remember stamps.com and TMOS, and it'll help you deal with the hassle that you've been dealing with and make it go away.
Mike, it's a thing of the past.
Amen. Welcome back to the show. I don't know where we can go here. I can tell you about the ride with Jimmy Cerito.
Well, the ride's a national story, really.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Every year.
Yes, it is a national deal where everybody comes in for Memorial Day. But in order to do the ride with my own motorcycle, I had to rent a trailer.
Oh, I forgot you were Johnny Trailer.
And somebody did point the obvious out to me. It's like, you had Jimmy ride your motorcycle all the way down to Fort Myers, and then less than a month
later, you
trailed it back. Mm. And it was a success. It never budged.
The overall plan wasn't a success because you could have just left it here, but the plan to get it back was a success.
Well, getting the motorcycle back up here was a success because a man that works with his hands and does a better job than Doughy me strapped the thing in for me.
That was your play. We discussed this on Friday's show, that you were going to sort of go to the rickety trailer rental place and say, I was wondering if you could help me out.
Well, here's the thing. I'm so totally intimidated because it's not just a trailer rental place, but it's really a garage and an auto parts store and all that at once. Yeah. And it's a lot of guys that have like semis and are working on trailers.
Oh, they're very excited.
Kick ass, take names. They're just where like the best HA places are, you know?
It's absolutely.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, I'll go over there. She'll take care of you.
Lots of tattoos, some hats with rebel flags on them, that kind of environment.
Really?
So
in Florida?
I was intimidated and I become aware right away that there's this dude named Neil. And you hear his name periodically. Everybody coming in and go, I need a ball hitch 245 breaker 19. Better talk to Neil. Okay, listen, I'm having a little trouble with the flap door on my. And Neil will handle that. Okay,
is Neil?
Where's Neil? Is Neil over in parts? Yeah, Neil's fine. So I talked to the lady and I said, "Excuse me." I'm renting a trailer for my motorcycle.
Do you have a reservation for it?
Yes, I do. The name's Omero.
Oh, well, then you're going to have to talk to Neil.
Michael Omero. No, at the reservation were the two little ladies, and it's so casual, and it's just, and they're having pizza delivered as I'm getting my business taken care of.
So you're distracted.
So you know right away they're just annoyed at you because they want to get their lunch on,
you're
right?
Yeah, you're getting
in
the way of the pizza.
So I'm saying, and now the one thing I failed to tell you is I'm running the trailer, but I don't even have the ball hitch for the trailing thing that I need to buy here. I want to make sure I've got the right equipment. Got to talk to Neil.
Yeah.
So I go over and I said, trailing a motorcycle, got a regular SUV out there. He said, yeah.
Are you actually talking to Neil now?
Talking to Neil. Neil said, yeah, they'll get you. Pete'll do it. He's going to hook you up out there, and
you don't want Pete though. You want Neil.
Pete came out though. Put the right stuff on. The little ball hitch.
Yeah.
For the trail. You know the ball.
They get a novelty one. With like the bull's balls.
No.
You can do that.
How about one with a propeller?
No.
I like that too. Makes your car look like a boat.
You're boating.
Nah, I don't think they sold those. So the one guy
Neil
comes
doesn't
out.
Do that.
No. Well, no bull's balls.
Neil was still back in the shop. I had to take my vehicle out to the circle. So take it out to the circle. We'll get you all squared away. So the one guy with the Confederate hat comes out, and I go out to the circle, and he gets me squared away, and he puts the thing. Yeah, he said, you got any straps? I said, no, I know I have to buy straps for the bike.
Not a one.
He said, well, you better go in and see Neil. Neil will tell you where the straps are.
Oh, God.
So I go over to Neil, and Neil says, I walk up to one guy, this bald guy sitting at the cash register. I said, are you Neil? I said, I need to talk to Neil. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? And I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm not a cop. I said, it's for my straps.
Someone said I need to buy straps.
Not strap on.
It's my straps, please, he said. And Neil is standing right next to him.
Oh.
So Neil heard this. So Neil's impenetrable. And so I say, I need some straps. He goes, they're right over here. He said, okay, you need one of the soft straps to go around the bike. And he's giving me this jargon.
Who
I'm trying
Neil
to get
look
it.
Like?
Mr. Clean.
Okay, do you know Deadliest Catch?
Yeah.
Do you know the Sig Hansen's brother?
Oh, yeah.
The deck
sure.
guy?
Yeah.
That's exactly who Neil is.
Oh, that's good.
That is Neil.
That's a man who knows his
straps. I go back out and I've got my straps, and the one guy that's already hooked up the trailer hitch said, I said, okay, this is new to me. It's the first time. And the guy looks at me and says, I'm not the guy to talk to about strapping a motorcycle down. Yeah. I've never done it before, but. You might want to talk to Neil.
Oh!
And so Neil finally comes. I said, can you grab him and help me? Yeah, we'll send him right
Mike
out.
Mike never grabbed Neil.
No, we didn't grab Neil.
We don't touch Neil.
Right. And so Neil comes walking out, and
here we go.
I'm going to break the ice. I'm going to be Neil's friend because I'm going to say something.
I wish you would text me to Neil.
You're giddy.
Yeah. I'm just nervous.
Yeah. You are really about to blow.
I'm nervous. No, I didn't think I was. I really thought I was going to.
Well,
say.
Of course, you weren't going to do it because you thought it was wrong. But Mike, this is wrong.
I have my overpriced sport utility vehicle that I have no business owning, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know I shouldn't be driving based on my financial situation.
Based on your current accommodations.
Yes, my accommodation. Yeah.
Hey, maybe he should be sleeping in the vehicle.
Where I'm staying is appropriate to my means. I'm not paying for a hotel.
True.
But the fact is, this car is not appropriate.
Right.
So I've got that vehicle that looks very...
Yeah.
And Neil comes walking out, and I say this to him. This is the quote that I give him, because I thought it was a compliment. I said, man, they should give you a raise with all the help you're giving people. And I'm sitting there, you know, I'm expecting the response to be you can say that again, man. I do. I said, yeah, you do everything right. And I thought it would start. No, the response was, I swear to God, this is a direct quote. I said, they should give you a raise with all the work you do. And he looks and he pauses as he's walking. He looks me dead in the eye and he says, I make plenty of money.
It's Neil.
No. I'm like, oh,
does he own
my
the place?
God.
He said it as an affront.
He saw it as an insult.
Oh, my God.
He saw it
you
as
blue
Mr.
Collar.
Richie Rich saying, you
guess
know,
you don't
you're
get
not
paid.
Getting, boy, they should pay you double. Apparently, he and suddenly. No.
I do all right,
sudden,
Thurston.
Suddenly, I'm interpreting this as something where Neil has been offended. All I was trying to tell him was he does so many different.
Sure.
He wears so many different hats.
Apparently, all roads flow through Neil.
Through Neil.
Let the sweating begin.
But that's then,
right. Are you sweating?
But then I was just uptight, and then Neil just hit it out of the park. You know, within 2 seconds, had this thing down. Showed me. Got was very, very nice.
Good.
And showed me how to, you know, strap it down and strap me down. Neil.
Was your bike already there?
Yeah, I brought.
That's smart.
He went with Carla.
Okay.
Yeah.
The baby car. We were ready to split
full
right
family,
from there.
Full
we this is the middle of the day on Friday. We were going to split right after that, and it was. Yeah, and it's also further north where this place is located, so we killed two birds with one stone.
Oh, so you actually departed from there.
We departed from
Perfect.
There and began our journey.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, on Memorial Day Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I traversed the entire state of Florida,
wow.
the entire state, and maybe had a half an hour delay. During the entire trip up here, up through the state of Florida.
That's shocking.
And then into Georgia, and I could have gone into South Carolina and North Carolina. Once again, I hate to, you know, hit a recurring theme here. The only part of the United States next to New York City that is completely effed on the East Coast is where we live.
True enough.
It is insane.
Where you
and
used to live,
Mike. It shouldn't be tolerated, man. You should be harping on your legislators that what they have to do. There's only one solution to this. There really is. There's only one solution. You go out there where that farmland is and, baby, dig and build roads because it's not going to get any better.
Or double-decker.
Or double-decker.
Yeah.
They have to. Something's going to have to be done.
The big dig.
But it's not going to happen, man. It's
never
not going to happen. And
it's almost, Mike, it's almost not fixable at this point.
I have a solution.
Good.
Now, seriously, this is what the... Just based on what I've seen in all my road travel in the last year, I drive more on the roads than I've ever driven before. I will tell you, this is the solution, and hear me out here. I think what I'd like to see is the mayor of D.C. right now is...
Benty.
Is it still...
I thought it was Vinny Gray.
That's Vinny Gray.
It's Vinny
right.
Gray.
Fenty. You know, I don't
That's right.
You're
Very
paying,
good.
You're not paying
Mike,
attention to your
Mayor
house, ladies.
Walter Washington.
Fenty. You said Adrian Fenty.
Well,
Adrian Fenty's like 4 years
I'm
ago.
I'm a fan of his because he's dating Steve Jobs' wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't change the fact that you got it wrong.
I miss him.
Yeah. Well, whoever your congressman is, whoever your local
Fenty's
leader, your mayor, whatever, what you want to do is you want to pick up the phone.
And call and ask if he's dating Steve Jobs' wife.
No. What
I'm
going to
see if
do,
they're still together.
Because you know we'll fix this infrastructure situation. I'm talking about the quality of the roads, the amount of roads. You got to call Neil.
You got to call Neil. Neil can fix it. Neil will fix it.
Yeah, call Neil. That's what you got to do. That's my recommendation to each one
Neil
of you.
Oh, Neil's going to be pissed.
So,
hey, I make a living.
When we come back, I'll tell you about riding with Jimmy Cerrito, but then I'll tell just a lovely, cute, wonderful puppy story about my little puppy dog, Beluga, and a motel room that I'll tell you what they charged. I'll tell you exactly what they charged at a motel off Route 95 in the great state of Georgia when we come back on the Michael Barrow Show. Here it is, a cool, slightly like being here in tight queue, and I'm Rob. It's a lot of fun.
Can we hold it? We got to run the promo here.
Oh, the promo.
Can we do the promo?
Yeah, go right ahead. Very good.
Hey there. This is Katie with a very hateful promo for the Cake and Cookie Show. I hate voicing promos and recording a show with Rob. You would too if you had this squeaky little voice. We have no fun, no cake, and certainly no cookies. Just kidding. We have a blast, and you will too. It's available every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's Cake and Cookies, a proud part of More Broadcasting.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, that was great.
Rob doing a show with what appeared to be, it sounded like an 11-year-old girl.
That is, yeah. You know, it's fun when it's fun when Julia comes on Cake and Cookies
right.
to hear how much deeper Julia's voice is
Hi.
Than Katie's.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Hulu Plus. You probably tried Hulu on your computer. Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch current season episodes of your favorite shows like The Daily Show, my favorite, Modern Family, another fantastic show, and Scandal. Watch every episode of shows like Grey's Anatomy, Lost, and Kitchen Nightmares. Now more than ever, there's so much to watch. Take total control with Hulu Plus to stream these shows and thousands more as much as you want, whenever you want. This is the reality of TV viewing, people, so be aware of the fact that the Hulu Pluses of this world are going to be dominating the landscape because they give you the opportunity to watch whatever you want, whenever you want, on whatever device you want. Hulu Plus works on your computer, smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much any streaming device you already own. You can even watch on your phone or iPad while on the train, at work, at the dentist, or in the bathroom.
So true.
Like Rob Spiewak does most of his TV viewing on the bathroom.
I do.
On the throne. You can even block off a day to binge. Hulu Plus has exclusive access to stream the Criterion Collection of movies. It's heaven for film geeks. Hulu Plus has them all. Eraserhead, Grey Gardens. Now, is it the Grey Gardens documentary or the Grey Gardens original?
The real one. The one that where you actually get to see them in their craziness.
I actually misspoke, so the real one is the documentary.
It is the documentary, and if you've never seen it, if you've only seen the HBO version of Grey Gardens, this is worth getting Hulu Plus to see this because this is more horrifying than anything Hitchcock ever
did. It's riveting, and if you watch both of them together, it's great.
It's great stuff.
Now, have you watched Stagecoach? Are you familiar with that?
Oh, my God, it's fantastic. 1939, John Ford invented the career of John Wayne, essentially.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the Criterion Collection we're talking about. All the movies that are hard to find anywhere else, and they're all ad-free for only $7.99 a month. Get your entertainment anytime, anywhere. That's like a quarter a day right now. Sign up at HuluPlus.com/TMOS or click on the banner on our website and get 2 weeks full access completely free. That's a whole extra week more with this special offer when you sign up at HuluPlus.com/TMOS. So get with it. Start streaming right now with Hulu Plus, and we thank you in advance for that. So good to be back. A long drive. I've gotten pretty used to it now, doing 14 hours.
Carla do most of the driving?
No, I do all of the driving.
You're still blown away that you actually do that.
Carla used to do a lot of the driving, and I would just like be like, south of the border. Pedro says Mike's going to sleep some more.
Is it because she has to be attentive to the baby?
It's because of a lot of things. It's because Daddy is a little more in the moment and a little bit more awake when he wakes up in the morning.
And
ready to go. More present,
yes.
Thank you. And I just do it. I'm not tired. You know, I'm wound up. And so the plan last time was that we were just going to wing it and kind of get a hotel room on the way down there.
Sure.
We didn't do that this time because we know that you can get screwed because everybody's coming north.
We've done it.
So we probably outside of Jacksonville, Florida, we decide that we're a couple hours away from Savannah and we might as well go ahead and check into, you know, getting in advance.
Start phoning ahead.
So we called and we got a hotel room. And I think it's called, I'm going to give everybody a nice plug here, Staybridge Suites.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've heard of it. Is it part of
it? They like all of them.
Yeah, it's like under the Hampton umbrella, maybe. Yeah. They're all the same, yeah.
Well, they're pet friendly, and that's the whole idea.
As are you.
So you're ready for a, now look, is it, it's comfortable, it's clean, it's not a luxury hotel.
No.
It's a motel. It's the modern day version of the motel.
Sure, a motor court.
It had a queen bed. And it had a sofa. in there.
Wonderful. So you can sit on the sofa.
Well,
until
they call
you get...
it. They call it a suite, but it's not a suite. It's
they
just,
look nice.
It's got a sofa. They are perfectly nice.
What happens, Oscar, is Mike sits on the sofa until he becomes drowsy, and then he goes to bed.
I wish.
No, that's not. That was the plan.
So the traveling is hooking up the pack and play, which comes with us. Very, you know, congrats. I would like to give a little plug to the Graco people for a marvelous device. I set that whole thing up, and we're all in one room together. And it's a little tough with a 10-month-old because you have to kind of be quiet. But we didn't get in there till about 9:30, quarter 10. Baby was ready to go down.
Sure,
we were ready to go down too. So it was time for sleep. Would you like to know how much it sets you back when you're traveling with two little canines and you're
going up north? Oh, I forgot you got the dogs, too.
And I don't want to say it's a sleazy little, you know, flea bag, but it's not. Look, it's not the Ritz-Carlton.
Or
okay?
like a Marriott.
And it's not really even a Marriott, and it's not really like even a Holiday Inn, okay?
Nor is it a Hyatt.
You know, they make these things out of paper mache. They're right off the highway. They're right behind the gas station. And they're new, but they're pieces of crap.
Right.
Okay? They really are. They got teeny little prefab showers. They got crappy water pressure. You can hear somebody fart in the next room, and they're, you know, but they're new.
Very shiny.
They're new. Would you like to know how much that set us back?
Guesses?
I must ask, is there a question I can ask before I guess?
Yes.
Is there a premium paid because you had dogs?
Well, that comes later. I'm talking about
if we were just going to hop off the highway. I would say
it's not a piece of crap. Remember, it's new. Oscar's right. He's looked at the website. It's like your sweet
in Manassas,
it's like a Best Western.
Holiday Inn Express, $100.
And I would say, because this is not in the bustling zit, I would say $79.
$169.
Oh. What?
Would you like to know what they charge for having dogs? $75 on top of that.
Wow. For
Do you
each
realize
dog?
I had to sign there was a pet fee of $75, and I think it was for both.
Yeah.
And,
or put them to work.
And then I had to fill out initial like 9 boxes regarding the pets. It was 10 o'clock at night.
What's
I didn't even read it.
What's the bit with bringing the dogs? Like, really, what does that do?
Okay, you want to endear yourself? You know, I should point out
you're going to be
spending some time with Mrs. O'Mara.
I think she's a 10. I love the dogs as well. But what is the bit now? Now that you have little Michael, don't you think it's a little too much?
I think it's great that you have the dogs with you, Mike. it's terrific.
They're a pain in the
ass. Hasn't that bit gotten old?
Well, I mean, it's just...
You could have boarded them for $75,
yes.
Yes, we could have. With no initials at all.
You could have traded them in somewhere for $75.
Have a pet trailer, you know, trail the motorcycle. I'll be like, it'll be like Whoville, you know? You got the motorcycle, then another trailer with the dogs just going, boo, boo, a little cage, like a circus wagon.
Exactly.
You know, just like, and it goes over the potholes, you know? As we're driving along. So,
or, next time you bring the dogs... I think it's Joey, right? Or one of our great friends.
Yeah, Joey saw Joey over the weekend.
Maybe you drop them off at Joey's.
Yeah.
And then you go and stay where you need to stay.
But you know what? That doesn't help him on night one.
That's true.
And that's the problem.
Well, night one was...
Could Joey meet you in Savannah?
Oh! Joey's a kind guy. I think he'd do that.
And bring your motorcycle.
Joey came over to visit, and the subject came up that maybe when he comes over to visit, he'll take the dogs with him, and we'll have just the three of us for the week, which would be probably a little less problematic.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Linda doesn't want the dogs running around her apartment, so the dogs are sequestered in her little kitchenette area.
Oh, because if there's one thing that Beluga loves to do is run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He needs a farmer's field where he can stretch his little 2-inch legs.
It's Pugtanimo.
It's a little Pugtanimo. Speaking of Pugtanimo, so I'm in a bit of a bad way when I check in because I know... that because of these little bastards who I really say with the windows cracked, it's going to be like a 60-degree night. They could have done fine in the car. The sun was already down, but you can't
do that.
Mike,
hey, Do you get arrested for that?
Yes.
Some animal lover, a heart-bleeding liberal, would have smashed your window in, and then you'd get arrested.
I think it's only heat that you're worried about.
Yeah, like they say at Animal House, he's just joking.
He's just joking.
he's just kidding. He wouldn't really do that.
So we put the nicest thing about this is the little guy is a great traveler.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he just chills out. And he goes to sleep right away when we get out of the hotel room. And I said, okay, because he fusses just a little here, a little, and then he's out.
Good.
I'm like, you know what? A little computer, and then I'm out too. And we all drift off to sleep.
Free Wi-Fi?
Yeah, free Wi-Fi.
We so see, that that's cool. Something.
Consideration.
Yeah. It was a little something. And they had a breakfast buffet from 6 to 10 the next morning. We left at about 7:15. They hadn't set it up yet.
Well, they're getting
Thank
around
you.
To it. They're
Thanks so much. We appreciate
almost
it.
Almost $300.
See you later. Yeah, about $300 for this.
That sucks.
So it's probably, I want to say it's 3:30. It's 2:30 or 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
The dogs are in this little, you know, alleged suite, but it's not.
It's
got
a room.
A sofa. It's a room with a sofa in it.
Right.
That's what they have. And Frankie has climbed up and is sleeping on the end of the bed, which is fine. He's 4 pounds, no big deal.
And this is common, right?
Yeah. I didn't realize that after we shut the lights out, Beluga, Pasha, the dog that's bred for the comfort of Asian royalty,
yes,
the bowling ball, the loaf of bread with paws, has managed to struggle to get himself up to the sofa, and he has now been sleeping on the sofa. And at 2:30 in the morning, at 2:30 in the morning, we are awakened with this.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the? I mean, I don't know. It's not the baby. And I realize, well, what Beluga does, and I've seen Beluga do this before.
Yeah.
Beluga has caught a scent on the sofa.
Okay.
And he's and Carla commented that he was just making his bed. I said, he's been sleeping for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So he's not making his bed. And
have I ever shared with you my theory on hotel sofas?
No.
The hotel sofa is where you will bang the chick that is so nasty that you won't let her in your bed.
Yeah, the creeper.
So watch out for hotel
nasty.
Sofas. That's
it's
all
nasty.
I'm saying.
You don't want to mess up your bed.
It's a world of nastiness.
Yeah. And you can always flip the cushions on a sofa.
Yeah. So meanwhile, yeah. I've got my Bane breathing mask on.
Oh, and I forgot you're traveling with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Did I go through a commercial break or am I okay?
No, is you're good.
Am
you're
I
good.
Okay? Are yeah. you sure? Everything's fine?
Only you can answer that question.
I'm just making sure that we're okay here. Did I blast through the 39 break?
No, we did it. Remember,
I'm cool with
and
that.
We did the
yeah,
promo.
Did.
And everything.
All right, I'm just
Remember?
Making sure. I'm yeah. getting confused.
Get
I'm
the
just,
paddles.
I've been traveling a bit. So we're sitting there.
He needs his mask.
I've got the speaking of the mask. I've got the mask on. So I hear this. I wish I could make the sound better. Let me see if I can do it with this.
No,
so it's like.
So he's scratching
and
gets
I've got,
the fabric.
Meanwhile, I've got my Bane mask on, and I say to Carl, I said, "What the fuck is that?" And you hear,
we're about to land.
And you hear, and it's like, I said,
Carla. I said, what is that? Jesus Christ.
And all of a sudden, the baby's going, you know, it's like, what the hell is, what's going on? I don't understand. What's it, Carla? What is it? What's it? Carla, now the baby's up.
Did you wake the baby, or did the scratching break the baby?
The scratching did the baby. And I'm like, Beluga! Beluga, cut it out! Stop scraping the farts out of the sofa! Stop it! Jesus Christ!
Carla, I swear to God, I'm gonna kill him! I'm gonna kill him! Now the baby will go back to sleep.
I said, the baby's not gonna go back to sleep with this going on. The baby's not gonna go back to sleep with this going on. And it was, you know,
total reset at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That little bastard. It was not, he does not, Beluga, there is not one single cell within that dog's body that is anything where you'd have a rescue or a companion. He is just, he exists to feed his fat ass, to put human-sized turds out on the lawn in Florida, and then just decides that he's got a scent and
Wouldn't
he wants
this?
To swim in the middle of a pitch-black, crappy-ass, overpriced hotel room in friggin' Georgia.
You know what would have been a great closing to the story is if the next day when you turned on the lights, he had killed a ferret. He had saved your life.
Right. Saved it was crawling in to get the baby.
Yeah, a weasel or a ferret.
A big-sized rat.
Yeah, like in Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
He saved
the baby's life.
Saved the baby's life.
So the baby, God bless him, the baby got back to sleep. Beluga continued.
Did you have to disconnect from your machine?
No, I did not have to disconnect from the machine. I kept the machine on.
The fast
and,
release.
I said to
eject!
Carla,
eject!
So please just get up and get him off that couch. Get him off that couch, please.
And he's going,
sure.
And I, all I know is I try to remember that Beluga is getting on in years, that Beluga's getting older, and I try to be sympathetic.
Beluga
to
tries
him.
To remember that about you as well.
I know. Well, we're both the same.
I know.
We're both gray. It's like we're both like crawling around. We're both,
grumpy, you know, old men.
We both get obsessed about food. You know, that's what it's. We're identical. That's what it is. We're really identical.
Mike scratching at the sofa.
Yeah, the bottom line. I love to smell. I love to scratch the sofa to get the farts out.
I kill the farts.
And
Mike.
That's
candy
what he's trying to do.
Down there?
But make no mistake, he is trying to scratch the farts out of the sofa.
Of course.
That's what he's trying to do.
Well, isn't that what that breed was made for?
Well, no. Like, you'll
fart
sit there.
Scratching.
Well, no. If I scratch his ear, and if you get too deep with his ear, and you're scratching his ear, and then he goes like this, he shakes his head, and he goes, and then he's like, let me smell. Because he's gross. Because yeah, that's what he likes. He likes disgusting things.
Body parts and discharge.
But
yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, the Chihuahua, God love him, not a real loving dog, but the Chihuahua just out of the way.
Does his thing.
Really does his little thing, you know?
He's like having a Hummel, Mike.
Are you ready for the Chihuahua? Are you ready for a loving moment with the dog? My trip the next day, Carla's taking a nap, the baby's sleeping, Beluga's down in the little, you know.
Glove compartment?
Beluga's in the wheel well.
Oh, like that kid that flew to Hawaii? Well. Yeah, sure.
Frankie crawled into my lap, did about 20-30 miles, just sitting there looking out the window, just with me. It was like a little moment where we made a little progress.
At any moment, did you feel when you were leaving your hotel, did you say, maybe let's just leave the dogs behind?
Yeah, the $75.
We paid
bucks,
$75.
They can take
let's
them.
Let them earn it.
I, on Saturday morning, was so incredibly pissed off at Beluga. And
be back in 5 days. A little post-it right on their chest.
And he's just like, and
if
sniff,
found,
sniff,
drop
sniff.
In any mailbox.
You know, anybody that's ever walked a dog knows this. You know this, right?
Yeah.
If you walk a dog and they catch a scent.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's seriously like, it's like a 16-year-old girl with a social networking website.
Yes,
you know,
any
see,
type
go,
of dog
oh,
will
they're
do
riveted,
that.
You know? It's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, what
it's
Linus
insane.
Will do is he will drop and roll in it.
Right.
And it's bad. Whether it be deer or dog or whatever, then it's bath time.
So, stop, drop, and roll.
Exactly. And then, you know, a successful drive all the way back there. I'll have to postpone it till tomorrow's show because I want to talk about Oscar and his drone.
Yes.
I want to talk about you and whatever the hell you did on. Did you do anything interesting?
Or not
you
just a damn thing.
You just stayed in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Did you grill?
I did.
So you grilled at your home?
Yes, the man.
Did you have anybody
fantastic.
Visit or did you just do it yourself?
We didn't have any visitors. Katie came over, but without Dan because Dan hurt his foot.
Really?
Yes, we think he kicked the mailbox, but he's pretending not to know.
Yeah, that guy.
Can I give a tease for tomorrow?
Please. Yes, please do.
A TSA agent said to me, "That looks scary."
Really? And so, you know,
and
we heard this before you texted this.
I texted this.
So we knew you were going
because
through
it was like 7, eight, it was 6 a.m. where I was like, this might have been a bad idea.
But the whole idea of you going to a Caribbean island, I talked about you over the weekend. I said, this is a man
that
is so,
that.
He enjoys his gadgets
he
so much.
He calls me and we talk.
No, but the fact is, Oscar reads the owner's manual. Oscar takes the toy and lingers over his toys for a lot longer than the average guy.
To be
it's not
fair,
like he gets something, puts it in a closet. He gets something and he cherishes his possessions, and I respect that.
He doesn't call it, though. He calls it the owner's Manuel.
It's the owner's Manuel.
And he commits it to memory.
English, Spanish, and French.
So the only thing at the end of the journey was, as I mentioned before, the apartment that is four flights upstairs.
Right.
And carrying a baby, you know, it makes you realize right away what kind of condition you are in. And, now, two flights, anybody can probably handle two flights of stairs. But four flights of stairs, you realize right away just what kind. You know, here I was thinking with all my activity and my power walking and getting out on the golf course and just moving. I was thinking that I had it figured out. What I don't realize is I have no stairs in South Florida.
True.
I'm like everybody else, living in a split-level home.
Right.
So getting to the
end. Well, it's not even split-level, is it? It's just one level.
It's a one level. That's
Rambler.
Right. Yeah, it's not even a split-level. You're right, Rob. It's a single-level slab-built home, and that's what it is. And I get up here to the apartment and travel four flights of stairs so that I can get into Linda's apartment where everything is Linda size. It's like a Barbie's apartment.
You know what?
It's like Barbie's apartment.
The Malibu Barbie condo.
This is Barbie's dream pad.
Well, even Barbie's place had an elevator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She said, "We want to sit down on the deck." I said, "If I sit on that Barbie furniture you have out there, it'll be kindling. You'll have kindling. You don't have a fireplace, so you don't want that." She said, "Okay, you don't have to sit out here with us. Go back in, see if there's anything in the refrigerator. See if there are any seeds that you like in the refrigerator. Seeds and nuts.
So she not
in the freezer, that's what she's got.
Seeds
on
and
nuts. The greater snack foods.
Yeah. You know what we had for dinner last night? Sunday dinner. We had a great Sunday dinner. Guacamole.
For dinner?
Yeah!
Slice of heaven is what it is.
I feel like that's full of the good fat.
I'm enjoying it. But anyway, so tomorrow we'll get the drone story. I'll talk about my son has balls and more fun and more
thrills. Actually, I do have questions for you still. I hate to say this. I feel like garbage thanks to my CPAP machine. I have not slept in 9 nights.
Really?
I cannot get used to that mask. I have questions for you.
You need to get... Do you have the full face mask now?
Yes, I've actually altered my mask.
Really?
Yeah. Remember you had that elephant-looking thing at one point.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, Rob. I don't know.
Well, when did you switch over?
Last Wednesday, I think, and it's still no good.
Oscar, what would you do to help Rob with his sleep?
Oh, you know what I'd do. What a little more Ambien, my friend.
A little more. I thought you were going to go the route where you say just get him on the treadmill.
No.
But anyway, it's because I haven't seen Rob in a while. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll
no, come my back. I'm fat. I appreciate you bringing it up.
God. I'm fat too, Rob. We're both
no,
fat.
No, but not as fat as me. And that's really what we're getting to, isn't it? I can't make it to Linda's tonight because I can't do the steps. So I was going to bring you a prime rib to have with your guacamole. But you know what? Maybe I'll send it over.
Right. Oh, calm down. Calm down. Is there any air in here?
Nope. My God. All the fat guys are breathing it.
We're going to have to open up the window. We will take a break and come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It'll be all right, babe. Don't you know it's a bit of the days? Can't be like the night in the summer. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program is brought to you by Sleep Number. It's a delight to be back in D.C. this week. I got to see friends, coworkers, my daughters. It's great, 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 great. But I will tell you this. After that drive from Florida and the long motorcycle ride with Jimmy, I didn't even get to talk about that, I was weary. Sore back, stiff neck, tight shoulders, you name it. But for me, it's no big deal. Before long, I'll be back in Florida and rushing into the welcoming arms of my Sleep Number bed. I can always count on it. Just one night of Sleep Number slumber restores me. I'm like a new man. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Carly's is an 85, custom individual firmness. Perfect for couples. The Sleep Number bed uses air to support and cushion your entire body. It's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Are you considering getting a Sleep Number bed and you think you can't afford it? Well, you can't afford another bad night's sleep. Get to it and do it right away. Hurry in for the final days of the Memorial Day sale. Every bed is on sale right now, starting at just $649.99 for a C2 Queen mattress. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Rob, this first story is for you.
Cool.
Former Beatle Paul McCartney, who canceled his Asian concert tour and was treated at a Japanese hospital after falling ill in Tokyo, has recovered and left Japan.
Oh, so he's gone back home. That's good, because that was scary for a while.
McCartney left on a charter flight on Monday. I don't know. I mean, he has canceled the entire tour now. Mm-hmm. And he just left, and they weren't sure where he was going. So I don't know if they're going to do any investigative reporting to find out anything more about what his condition might be and what he's all about.
It made me nervous because he's getting older, and, you know, a virus can be a big deal. Thank goodness that he's well enough to leave, and I hope they reschedule because there was a couple neat dates he had planned over there. So I hope he gets back over there.
No destination was given, but Japanese media said he had headed for London. Paul McCartney himself hopes to return to Japan for more concerts as soon as possible. The organizers said that in a statement, adding that this would be negotiated, so he is planning on going back, but I don't care because I don't live in Japan, everybody. Mutant superhero movie X-Men Days of Future Past powered to $302 million in worldwide ticket sales through the U.S. Memorial Day holiday on Monday, capping a weekend. You can tell this is a foreign written story. The U.S. Memorial Day holiday.
Oh, the Memorial Day holiday?
Capping a weekend in which it surpassed Avatar as the biggest global debut for film studio 20th Century Fox. The seventh installment of the X-Men franchise topped the U.S. and Canadian movie charts with $110 million from Friday through Monday. According to estimates from tracking firm RenTrak, the film earned an additional $191 million at theaters around the world. Did you get a chance to go see it?
I saw it yesterday. You succumbed like everybody else. I loved it.
Wow. Did you go see Godzilla yet?
Yes, I have.
How would you rate the X-Men movie better than Godzilla?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
Okay, very good.
You know, we have a review standing by for Godzilla, perhaps for tomorrow's program.
Oh, my God, that's right. Tomorrow we also have to get in there. I just get so manic after a three-day weekend, and we haven't seen anybody, and I just flap my gums. I'm sorry. The Rolling Stones staged a high-energy concert in Oslo on Monday as the ever-youthful band resumed. The ever-youthful band?
What?
Resumed a world tour suspended in March.
The ever-youthful band that has great-grandchildren.
Do the news right before you do the show, Mike. after the death of Mick Jagger's girlfriend, Loren Scott, Jagger, wearing a tight black shirt and jeans for most of the late-night show in front of more than 20,000 spectators, said he was happy to be back performing in the Nordic city where the band first played, I didn't know this, in 1965.
They're still a great band. They still get it done, and he looked like he was doing okay despite what he's been through.
Yeah, and it's true. Truly amazing, the, you know, your Steven Tyler's, your Mick Jagger's, when you watch those guys, you almost wonder if there's some sort of genetic thing because they just look so emaciated thin.
Yes.
I mean, they're rocks. You know, there was a term that used to be as rock star thin.
Yep.
And I don't get it. I mean, it's amazing how, but it does keep them youthful. It really does.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. That's what does it. Keith to me is truly amazing. I don't know how he does it.
And you know, he looks like he's been deflated.
Right.
It looks like he's not skinny. He just looks unwell.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, cigarette. And speaking of music, although this really isn't music, Macaulay Culkin suffered a disastrous couple of shows in the UK with his band, The Pizza Underground, this week.
No.
The Home Alone star's novelty band, who put their own cheesy take on classic Velvet Underground songs, had plastic glasses thrown at them when they performed in Manchester, England. However, the tension reportedly reached a breaking point when a member of the crowd interrupted Macaulay Culkin's kazoo solo.
Oh, well, that's the last thing you want to do.
According to the local paper, Culkin stormed off stage but returned later to finish the performance, only for fans to invade the stage and force an end to the proceedings.
But these are people that went to see the show.
Yeah.
And then they force it to end? I don't understand.
They were at a thing called the Dot to Dot Festival in Nottingham.
Well, you know what they say about that festival is they hate kazoo solos.
Isn't it funny, though, you know, they go over to Europe, hey, we'll be a big hit over here.
Oh, yeah, big in Europe.
We go overseas, we'll be okay, but they got booed off the stage.
And he's
got
to watch Mila Kunis.
KFC, anybody enjoy any KFC over the weekend? Anybody
have any fried chicken? I did not.
Did you, Mac? Really? What kind of KFC did you enjoy?
The hot wings.
It was a tricky question, to be fair.
We're going to work on
that. They have suspended an employee over claims on Facebook that a food order was laced with pubic hair.
Oh, no.
A message on the social media site Spotted Cardiff page alleged a worker sabotaged a customer's meal in revenge for rudeness. There's a little lesson to be learned here.
And you know what? That makes it sound much nicer than it is that it was laced with pubic hair.
Yeah.
That sounds almost lovely, doesn't it?
It's a spokesman for KFC said, "We have investigated this incident, and although there was an altercation in the drive-thru between the customers and a member of our team, we do not believe the food was contaminated in any way." So they're saying that the people that got the pubic hair were lying about it, and it really wasn't the employees.
And if it was a drive-thru, it seems to me that the employee would have to prepare for that.
Well, no. If you had an altercation in the drive-thru, and you couldn't get their food out, then you had them in that little waiting area.
Oh, yeah.
Then you just load up on pubes and do that.
Wouldn't that be painful,
though? But if the employees got, like, a real bad attitude and say, you know, not that I would ever be in this situation,
right,
but say that you're in a car full of people, and they've been drinking, and like, that guy was a real dick. We're gonna get him in trouble. Hey, Phil, go down and get me a handful.
Yeah,
I share the apartment with you. I see what the shower looks like after you're in there.
Or maybe they keep it standing by, like in a little like container by the coleslaw.
Maybe they collect it.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And then sew it together to make hairbrushes
that you can eat.
We definitely didn't see this backlash coming, but here you go. Apparently, old school cell phones are making a comeback. Have you heard anything about this?
For kids, maybe?
People are getting rid of their smartphones because they want dumb phones. Why would you want a keyboard? A phone with a tiny black and white screen that doesn't have a keyboard or apps on the internet? There are three main reasons.
Okay.
Number one, the battery can last for days.
True.
Maybe even a whole week without having to charge it. Number two, they're way tougher. People walking around all the time with iPhones that have cracked screens, old phones were indestructible compared to that.
True enough.
And number three, it helps you break that feeling of being too connected Some people find it freeing not to have every email, Facebook message, or tweet. Even if you don't want to go back to an old phone, there's some good news for you here. If you still have your old phone, you might be able to get good money for it on eBay.
Oh, yeah, but you see, what people are not considering is there's no way on those old phones to learn how to count cards in a casino.
Thank you.
Break out those razors.
Start counting. And now a little something, something. You know that superstition where people hold their breath while they're driving through a tunnel? You know that one?
I didn't know that one.
Or a bridge?
Oh, you lift your legs up when you go over railroad tracks.
Yeah, we used to do that one. I knew that one.
We did it on a bridge up in Maine all the time, the singing bridge. It almost got a bunch of people killed. 19-year-old Daniel Calhoun of Snohomish, Washington, he follows that superstition where you hold your breath when you go into a tunnel. He was driving his 1990 Toyota Camry on Sunday afternoon through Manning, Oregon, when he went through a tunnel and he held his breath. Unfortunately, he really committed to the superstition. And he ended up passing out.
Oh, my God.
He drifted into the next lane, crashed head-on into a Ford Explorer, then got hit by a GMC pickup. Daniel was hospitalized along with a 19-year-old friend he had in the car. There's a lucky guy. The 67-year-old driving the Ford Explorer and his 61-year-old passenger were also injured. The people in the pickup were not hurt. The only person still in the hospital is Daniel's friend, who's listed in serious condition. Daniel has been charged with reckless driving, reckless endangerment, assault. He will miss this week's PGA Tour event, where he was scheduled to work the 17th tee yelling, "You the man." Thank you. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak as we try to pump as much possible oxygen into this room as we possibly can. Jesus Christ, help us. Glad that we got that worked out. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, she got her daddy's car, and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about...
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by The Man Great. We were talking about it before, making a little joke about it, but the fact is, it is a fantastic gift to get for your father on Dad's Day. It's The Man Great, 100% made in America, cast iron grilling grates that are revolutionizing the way people grill. Men's Health Magazine has called it one of the best grilling accessories that money can buy. Man grates are the perfect gift for this Father's Day, and I like them because they got a little heft in them, Dad will love him. He'll throw it on his wimpy little grill and get those great grilling marks. Click on the Man Great banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com for their $19.99 Dad's Day special. Remember, each order comes with a spectacular Man Great grilling brush. Are you going to do it again?
It's the secret to a perfect Jell-O mold, Mike.
Thank you. The best grill brush out there. Hands down, again, that's the Man Great Grill Enhancement System. Order today at MikeO'MaraShow.com and you will have the juiciest, most delicious Father's Day ever. And we thank you in advance. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, May 27, 2014. And my apologies, I have a sheet full of stuff that we were supposed to get to. And, you know, all I ended up was talking about Beluga scratching a fart out of a sofa in a motel room.
Well, you know what? I think it's a wonderful story and also an allegory for modern life. So
Thank
I'm glad
you
got to it.
That's right. I can say that, you know, hey, listen, graduates.
Dads and grads.
First of all, let me thank you. Thank you for letting me speak at your commencement. And, you know, really, it's just one big sofa out there, and you've got to scratch the farts out of it.
Boo!
Thank you.
That's pretty true.
Good luck, Cornell.
Yeah, Cornell.
Thank you. You did it.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Crimson. All right, Harvard. Appreciate it.
I will say this. You're holding together rather well.
Thank you very much.
Knowing that you know that, and by the way, he's 84 now. Yesterday, or this weekend, I should say, was the last time that Jim Nabors will sing Home Again in Indiana at the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, how old is Jim now?
He's 84, Mike.
Golly!
It's the last time he said he's not going to do it anymore.
Right.
He's going to move on to other projects? What? Still sounds great, though.
Back home again in Indiana.
He does.
He's still got his voice.
He does, but it's his voice. That's the problem.
I know. You know what? You know what keeps a voice in that kind of shape? That's terrible.
Do you know?
Lubrication.
Do we dare tell the Rock Hudson joke?
The old Rock Hudson joke?
You know, Oscar, Rock Hudson didn't have many friends.
Yeah.
But he had neighbors up the ass.
Thank you.
And you realize now why we played the tape. We wish him all the best.
My daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth, attended the Indy 500 with their mom and stepdad.
Did they really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, their stepdad's an Indiana guy, and he loves the Indy 500, and they've gone for years as a couple, my ex-wife and him, and they took my daughters along, and they had a fantastic job. Catherine needs a car. So I'm going out to help her car shop and probably co-sign for her to get her very first car loan this week. And she sent me this picture. She's so funny. She said she has to explain the joke a little too much.
Sure.
She said, "Dad, been doing some research on cars. I think this would be a reasonable car, you know, for me." And it's a picture of this, like, it's this Corvette. This soup looks like $100,000 Corvette. She's funny. Funny girl, my daughter.
Mike, the TV is sort of in a holding pattern now for broadcast, so I'm exploring the cable shows.
Back in my home in Manassas, Virginia.
Mike, last night, another gripping episode of Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Oh, you love that show.
I do. And when you're playing, you're using your bedroom play, Mike, your sex play. Right. If you want to use handcuffs, God bless you. I say that's great.
No, not with mom on the other side of
paper
thin wall.
Well, no, you won't do it. You'll wait till you get to the hotel.
Okay.
But if you're going to use handcuffs, Mike, please, for God's sake, be careful with the keys.
I've seen a lot of people put a lot of different things in their but never the keys to handcuffs. I'd obviously never recommend anyone do anything like this, even if your judgment's impaired in a moment of passion.
Right.
We're talking about a jagged metal object in an extremely sensitive place.
Now,
let me ask you this before you go on.
Please.
Mr. Reality TV.
Yes.
You know, one thing that Oscar and I have many discussions about is the fact that all reality TV is BS.
Yeah, of course.
They're all created scenarios. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got to drive an entire show, Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Right.
I smell a rat already.
Well, it's not a rat that you smell. But the problem is...
I believe people are that dumb.
Really?
Yeah,
do they recreate these scenarios?
Yeah, the recreation wasn't that great this week.
No, they follow cameras around with people and just get lucky.
I was at a bachelor party one time and I looked at a girl. I said, that's got to be painful.
Yeah, so true. Yeah. And Mike, really here, the keys are not the real villain. The villain is the fact that the keys got tangled up in the IUD.
On top of that, if there's any tearing, you may need surgical repair.
So
an
gross.
IUD is a contraceptive device that's implanted in the uterus.
So
there are two strings that are attached to the
two
IUD
strings.
That help us to remove it. The fact that this key got entangled in these strings is so random and so unbelievable. I can't believe it actually happened.
That's right. And that no locksmith can help you.
You know, now it does, that does sound legitimate.
Yeah.
Oh, my
locksmith.
God.
Locksmith.
You like that?
Hello, darling. I love you so much. I want the key to your IUD.
Mike, are you familiar with Dr. Brad Allen?
No.
He's running for Congress in California, and that wouldn't be a story, except for the fact that Dr. Brad Allen is married to Jacqueline Smith.
I'm Jacqueline Smith, and I want to tell you about my husband, Dr. Brad Allen.
From Charlie's Angels.
Congress. As a pediatric heart surgeon, I watched him stand at a child's bedside for 18 hours straight, and I know he will bring the same kind of determination to fixing our healthcare system. He manages our skincare company, so he understands...
Jacqueline Smith's skincare company.
Okay, fixing our healthcare system. Does that mean repealing Obamacare? Is that code for that?
I don't know, Mike. I'm not going to vote until I find out who Kate Jackson is endorsing. So we have to wait and see.
Is Cheryl Ladd still alive?
I believe she is.
Okay, atta girl.
She's going to carry the ticket herself,
Amen.
I think.
Amen, very good.
5-year-old, this is a video that went up on YouTube, I think, 3 days ago. It has 2 million hits.
Oh, wow.
It's short. A lady asks her 5-year-old how many girlfriends he has. He says he has 3, and it's too many. And this is a real peek inside the head of a 5-year-old.
You can't have 3 girlfriends?
No.
Why?
I could have 2. It's like, I don't want 3.
Does it stress you out having that many girlfriends?
Oh, boys.
Yeah. It's like I have to give one up.
Oh, no. How are you going to decide who to give up?
I don't know. It's like... They're all pretty. I have to give one up.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's rough being 5, isn't it?
I wish I was 4 again.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, Kim and Khloe Kardashian spent a lot of time on the red carpet.
Right.
And
news.
Yeah, of course. And they want to know, recently they asked him, do you have any rituals when they go into a red carpet event together? I was shocked at their answer.
Do you tell each other if it's not good? If you're like, honey, go back in and change?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
These days,
vagina
she thought was out earlier, and I said, we have to do vagina checks. Me too. And so, like, if you have a slit, I said, no, Kim, your badge is tucked away perfectly. So
thank God for you.
Your bag.
My is tucked away.
Your badge.
Check. Oh, your badge.
Yeah, they do the vagina check.
Welcome, advertisers.
And if you need a new
Isn't
breakfast cereal.
Isn't it great, though, that dirty whores can actually just be some of the most famous people in America just for being dirty whores?
Oh, they're trash.
Right, exactly.
And, Mike, if you want a new breakfast cereal, I'd like to recommend Vagina Checks.
Vagina Checks.
That's,
yum, yum,
that's
your magic audio vault.
Thank you, Rob. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
We got to get out of here. Tomorrow, we dive full into the Pony Boy movie segment.
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure whether we're going to actually do the segment tomorrow. I want to give our listeners fair warning because we might have him start.
Got to gear up.
Have to postpone it.
Right.
And I want people to know, don't get angry with me. That's part of the shtick.
Do you think it's like a cereal maybe? Like in portions?
I want to get to Oscar's drone.
Yes, of course.
And his trip to the islands, man.
Yeah,
tomorrow,
man.
It's all that. And I'll briefly touch on my ride with a man with severe attention deficit disorder.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, who better to lead 185 riders than Boo? Boo! Welcome to Maryland! All right, anyway, it was wonderful. We'll take a break, and we'll see you tomorrow for all technical questions. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. We got to get out of here. Bye-bye, everybody!
So long!
Ciao, ciao!
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere with Hulu Plus on your TV or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. Shows like Family Guy, Once Upon a Time, New Girl, Scandal, and more. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus for free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS or click the banner on our website. That's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Now scram.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.